Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires,
like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
We got to start with what we all woke up to this morning, at least out here on the West Coast. I know East Coast, you're probably at work already, but I woke up, and you always have those same friends that are quick to the punch when it comes to death announcements.
Speak for yourself. Danny G woke up to a stinky diaper. That's what he woke up to.
Yeah, that's true. He does
his
have
baby crying.
Yeah,
that's what Danny G woke up to.
I woke up to, well, what do I got? Like 10 text messages. Someone die? Thankfully, not someone we cared about. But O.J. Simpson, a guy that we saw on a Southwest fight. Danny G, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah.
3 months ago?
He was bawling to the very end.
You know, we did see him. It was a funny story at the time because I believe it was Danny G. He was like, hey, it's OJ. And then we get out. We're like, oh, my God, it is OJ. He was on our Southwest flight.
He was in
first
seat
row.
A, but yeah. Seat row one, seat A, right there.
Talking to some old lady. And that was the first time in my life I was hoping that karma wasn't real. Because I'm like, this is not the time you want a plane to go down because OJ's on it. I'm like, let's get through this flight. And
then mid-flight, we were all texting each other.
Yeah.
The challenge was out. Could someone get a selfie with OJ?
Oh, no, yeah.
And then
that's weird.
The plane lands, and we're like, yeah, is that in bad taste? And we didn't even have the chance because he was escorted off quickly.
He does have a giant melon, though. I always reference that story that Charlie Murphy told of, you know, partying with Prince and all those dudes back in the day, and they'd be out and about at the clubs, and he would recall seeing OJ out and about back in those days, and he goes, OJ would have this big-ass head, and I saw that head right there. Yeah. I'm like, damn, he's got a melon.
He was wearing an extra-large Bills hat on that flight.
He was, yeah. But, hey, I'll say this. Rest in peace, 76, cancer sucks, and I will say this, not that there's any sympathy for a guy.
Yeah, do we say rest in peace?
I mean, he's dead, right? But I will say his life was tragic. To think of a guy that had it all. Hall of Fame football career, athleticism, good looks, the smarts, broadcaster, charisma for days, spokesman, endorsements, an acting career. Dude, they were considering him for the Terminator. He could have been the next Schwarzenegger, right? He was in movies and comedies. The most likable guy in sports, had the world by the cojones, and then does something tragic, and that's what we remember him for. That's a tragic story in itself. I mean, what happened to his victims first and first mostly, the most tragic. But I'm just saying that's a sad life, really, when you think about how he lived his final years.
Well, allegedly, Twitter world.
Yeah, but still, under the court of public opinion, everybody viewed him as a murderer. And, you know, that's kind of sad when you had it all. Sort of a wasted talent sort of thing.
Well, my takeaway was, in an alternate universe, which we don't live in. Newsflash, we don't get to take a look at those alternate universes. We could think of them. But there's a world out there somewhere where this never went down, and today's a somber day. Think about it. From his mid-40s till mid-70s, almost half his life, O.J. was chasing or trying to escape the murder vibes. Because before the 90s, maybe the most loved dude in the world of sports and entertainment.
That's what I'm saying. We would have had a life where he was still calling football games or maybe just went all Hollywood. Who knows?
Cameos in movies.
Right. We would have been watching him on Sunday football, calling a game. He'd be there with Terry Bradshaw or something. I don't know. He'd be up there
wearing his isotoners.
Yeah. Who knows?
Covino, you've made the point in the past that that all happened before your girlfriend's time.
Yeah.
And you had to explain that it would be like Shaquille O'Neal today. Doing something
Bro,
like that.
Dead on.
The analogy
as
is
the
great.
Can you say dead ass?
Dead ass,
dead
G.
Ass.
That would be like as if today Shaq murdered someone and then the next 30 years until he passed away, he was chasing the stigma of he's a murderer.
Because he was that level of likable. Shaq being the most likable guy out there.
As you learned in documentaries and such, OJ was the black guy that racist white people were okay with. Like he crossed boundaries of like terrible people liked him because
he stomped and jumped over boundaries because he was too great to be denied. That's the truth. And he was handsome.
And there was another side of him, allegedly. And it is interesting because you woke up today to the OJ news, and you and I were talking about this earlier, Covino, that it is interesting the response because usually social media, someone dies, and there's a lot of people that even if they didn't care, they do that like they make it about themselves, like, you rest in peace, this person. And they see if they have a picture with that person, or it's very much like, look at me, that person died. With OJ, first thing I saw was like Caitlyn Jenner, like, yeah, good riddance.
Good riddance. Uh-huh.
I saw other broadcasters like, yeah, who cares? He's dead. Good. And I just wonder what the sentiment is. Is it rude to celebrate someone's death?
Yeah, a little bit. But there's no, like I said, there's no sympathy there because, again, of what he was guilty of, in my opinion, okay? But that doesn't mean I'm celebrating it.
Usually the friends you have that have more of that blue, dark humor.
Right.
Are their jokes a little more acceptable today? Like, I saw a Ford Bronco that was extended. It was like a hearse. And I'm like, oh, bad taste, but
I
maybe not because everyone hates OJ.
If the coffin fits, yeah. It must be legit.
I
saw our buddy Craig Gass say, so what is it? Does that mean Cato Kalen's homeless now? I want to know what's up with Cato. But it's a tragic story. That I will acknowledge. It's a sad sort of existence. He was an old guy, and his family loved him. They were by his bedside, but again, everybody viewed him a particular way. For the most part, 76 years old, and I guess the question is, like, the reaction. What's your reaction? What's the proper reaction? How do you feel?
Listen,
do you acknowledge his life separately, like, well, he was a hell of a ball player, or no? Do you just say, hey, he was a murderer?
Listen, Covino.
Yeah.
I don't look to social media and other people for my opinion, but I do look to see what the temperature of the public is. Like, I'm not saying, how do I feel? Let me see what other people think. I'm not a sheep. I will say I did go on social media to be like, how are people handling this? Because I'm curious. Because my personal thought is, I think he did it back in the day. I'm not going to celebrate the man's death, but I'm not like, tragic, OJ died. But let me tell you, I'd say 90% of the stuff I'm seeing on social media.
If Johnny Cochran didn't come up with a hell of a rhyme, I think it would have went down a different way.
Guys like Dr. Seuss.
I think that really sealed the deal for his innocence there. But yeah, do you have that? Do you have? Because I think it's misquoted sometimes. Let's hear it.
O.J. Simpson in a knit cap from two blocks away is still O.J. Simpson. It's no disguise. It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Because everybody says if the glove don't fit, and that's not what
it specifies it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I get why they say glove.
It's like, you know what? It's like a lot of famous movie quotes where it's like, that's not really what they said, but we'll roll with it.
Luke, I am your father. Yeah. Play it again, Sam. There's a lot of things that weren't really said that way. I will
say
that.
Are you telling
that
him to play it again?
No. Not you, Sam. I'm talking about the movie quote.
I know.
I will say that the death of anybody is sad because, again, it's just it's a timestamp. Like, wow, that's over. Makes you feel old. It makes you question your vulnerability, right?
Yeah, and your
timeline, your expiration date. So I'll say that. And by the way, if we're going to acknowledge OJ, Hawaiian-born sumo champion Akebono Taro died today of heart failure at the age of 54. Now, this guy was a sumo grand champion legend, throwing it out there. Wrestled in WrestleMania 21 against the Big Show. So a guy you guys remember also passed away, but, you know, obviously OJ... Yeah, Orenthal James is going to overshadow that.
I don't know the sumo fella, but rest in peace.
I'm just throwing it out there because sometimes things are overlooked
for the big sumo audience.
Celebrities pass away.
Oddly enough, and sort of sad, is that when you think of these stories, so many of the people involved in the stories have also been gone for a while. Kardashian, Cochran, all these, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a timestamp, like you said, of like, man.
It just means you're getting old. Right,
you know, Judge Ito still around?
By the way, you want to know another like timestamp? When you're talking to your younger colleagues and they don't really know all those details, because they don't even know the significance of how personable OJ was. Like Danny G referenced my girlfriend. When I tell her, like, no, that's like Shaq on the run because he killed somebody. She's like, no, it wasn't. I'm like, yeah, it was.
What does she know?
At the time. But it just goes to show you how much time has passed.
If you weren't there, you'll never really know.
Right. And we'll never forget that.
And Lance Ito is still around.
By the way, hold that thought, because when 50 hits, we do it every Thursday. We throw it back on a Thursday. Our old school discussion involves the greatest scandals in sports and life, that being maybe the biggest of all. One of the biggest stories, and Ohtani obviously in the news, so... Not the same level of scandal, but a big story. So we'll go over some of those later.
Interrupted an NBA Finals game.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you look back then, and I was talking to some of the guys here in the editing room.
Hey, by the way, are you going to judge people that are sort of defending OJ? Because I'm seeing a lot of that on social media, too. And I'm like, that's a really odd stance to take, knowing what most people think of what he did. You know, like
very strange.
I find that to be very strange.
What do they say? A weird hill to die on?
Really?
That's your argument?
I'm not going to come on Fox Sports Radio and defend OJ. What am I, out of my mind? You know what I mean? Like, and I see people doing that.
What are you doing?
I see people on social media doing it too. And it's like, it's not funny to joke about somebody's death. If that's where you're going with it, I get it. But to see the public reaction, like Rich said,
I do think it's really
interesting, and that's what we're sort of talking about now.
When was the last time a quote-unquote public villain died? Like you and I, Covino and I said, other than a terrorist, like they got Bin Laden, Saddam Hussein. When was the last time someone died where it was okay to be like, good?
Bernie Madoff.
Yeah, maybe like Epstein or, you know, like someone that has a...
That's a good one,
But someone whose legacy is...
Charles Manson.
Terrible, right? Yeah, Charles Manson. Like, OJ was in that category for a lot of people, so...
His story is more tragic, and I'll show, I guess, an ounce of sympathy there because of how great he could have been. He was. How great he was.
Threw it all away.
And could have been, and he ruined his own legacy and other lives along the way, which is... Tragic. Terrible.
Think of the chapters.
That's a terrible story.
Think of the chapters of Orenthal James Simpson. Collegiate Heisman Trophy superstar. NFL stud, rushing for thousands of yards. Actor, spokesman. Like
those Hertz commercials,
like,
man.
Hollywood playboy in a way. Like he
Pioneer
was
Chicken.
He was the man.
He had it. In quotation marks.
He really had
it. Whatever it is.
He really did. He really did.
On the sidelines.
Everybody loved him.
Yeah, everyone loved OJ. And then you go through the, is he a murderer chapter? Then you go through stealing memorabilia.
That's what he actually did prison time
for. Going to jail, losing the civil cases, and then after
that's the Twitter era. The Twitter era.
I was going to say, then after that, it was like, are we forgetting what OJ did? Because then he would be like, hey, Twitter world,
hey,
fantasy
Twitter
football.
World, it's me, OJ.
If I were you, I'd start Justin Jefferson. And you're like, is this guy talking about like a...
Let's just act like it didn't happen.
I think that's
well, he commented on other crimes and things like that. And that's where all of us turned our heads like, what?
Yeah, it's weird.
Living in irony.
But it's also, you know what? I do sympathize with old people. At the end of the day, he was an old guy too, 76 years old.
Yeah, now you just have a good heart, Kavino. What are you doing?
Now I'm just forgetting, I guess, what he was accused of.
But, by the way, he rushed for over 11,000 yards in the NFL.
It's wild.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah,
and almost 1,000 more just off of kickoff returns.
Let me tell you something, Danny. I know that Kavino and I have watched because we've talked about it in the past, but, you know, we weren't pals yet. Did you watch all of those OJ documentaries, series? They were all fantastic. The one with Schwimmer and Cuba Gooding Jr. and all. They've done a good job covering that story in a dramatic retelling, in a documentary form.
I'll tell you what, if you're a younger fella and you missed out on all that drama, because that went on forever, the whole Lance Ito, Judge Ito, Cato Kalin time of our life, that Cuba Gooding Jr. series, what was it called? It was great. Definitely worth the watch. And it'll probably be advertised tonight. I'm sure you'll see it on a thumbnail somewhere to watch. Yeah, the People versus O.J. Simpson, that one.
Remember the dancing
American
Itos?
Crime story, definitely worth the watch.
Did you ever see the compilations of Schwimmer?
Yes.
As Kardashian saying juice?
Yeah.
Juice. Guy said juice 100 times in that docuseries.
So we're basically saying your reaction on the reaction. If you'd love to share your reaction, 877-99 on Fox, because like Rich was pointing out, you're just left with a weird feeling. You don't know how to necessarily feel or publicly react about it because you don't want to say the wrong things. Is there only one right thing to say? Like Caitlyn Jenner said, good riddance.
Uh-huh. But my thought is, again, I'm not looking to form my opinion.
I think that's in bad taste, though, don't you, with Caitlyn Jenner's reaction?
No, because Caitlyn Jenner is close to the story.
Close to the story, but for
Bruce Jenner to
say good riddance.
Bruce Jenner at the time.
I would just say nothing at all.
Who became Caitlyn Jenner is way more close to the story than you are. So if Caitlyn wants to say, good riddance.
Good riddance.
F-O-J, good. Then okay. What are you to say, right?
I feel you on that, but I'm saying if someone else were to react that way, like I said, I understand you feeling that way. I just probably wouldn't say it.
Yeah, I am just...
Am I affected? Am I losing sleep? For me, it's this timestamp.
I think my big takeaway, besides it being just a timestamp and OJ's gone, is that we often go to social media and, God forbid someone dies, some old actor or athlete. The sentiment is always people that you didn't even know that cared about that person. I don't know if they do it as like a look at me thing, but like, I can't believe so-and-so died. And it's just a lot of sympathy. And you're like, you were a big fan of whoever? I just think with OJ, I was so curious. I'm like, ooh, how are people going to react to this? Is there going to be anyone that's like, rest in peace, Juice? Didn't see a lot of it.
It goes back to the old Bronx Tale saying, though, saddest thing in life is wasted talent. And that guy had all of it and threw it all away.
Well, he used a lot of the talent, but just could have.
Yeah, but it's erased.
What I said to you?
No one, everybody knows, but no one's going to remember him for being a great like that.
Danny, not to...
He erased his own legacy.
Not to throw our ages out there, but you're in your 40s.
Yeah, late 40s.
Now, OJ committed this crime, allegedly, in his 40s. So imagine if right now, Danny G, up until this point, everyone's like, Danny G, great guy, he's a dad, he's a good fella, great producer, radio pro.
Don't you wish he admitted it, though, like, on his deathbed?
Well, I haven't thought about that, too, so hold that. But
okay.
If Danny G, all of a sudden, knock on wood, murdered someone, and then from this point...
You better put more than knock on wood on that comment.
If Danny,
when you said that, he looked at me.
Oh! Like, if you murdered Isaac, right?
Watch out, Isaac.
So, if you murdered someone today, and then spent from 40-something until 76, when he passed away, almost half your life was running from the stigma of murderer, because before that, he was loved. And I'm not
you could say deserved, but still sad.
Listen, don't take this, anyone, please, as an anti-Donald Trump statement. I don't care what your politics are. But I always thought it was interesting how before he became a politician, rappers, regular people, everyday folks loved Donald Trump. He represented...
I mean, we worked in New York. Everybody loved Donald Trump.
He represented opulence
always
and money.
Cameos in movies.
People loved Donald Trump. He becomes a president, and he becomes polarizing where you love him or you hate him, and you look back and you're like, if you knew that old Donald Trump, you would have been like, yo, one day half the world's going to hate you and half are going to be obsessed with you. It's like just I'm saying, it's like a changing dynamic.
Your thoughts, your feedback, Rich's take on his final words. I want to hear what you have to say about that.
I do have a thought about deathbed confession, so we'll get to that.
Plus
it's not all about OJ.
No, Ohtani's in the news, and... Old school when 50 hits. We're going to talk scandals. When I say scandal, I'm not talking about your old hairdresser, Rich. Scandals.
Fun fact, Danny G, I did have some sassy gay dude cut my hair in New York for years of my life, and his name was Scandal.
You think we're surprised by that?
He gave a good haircut. Scandal.
If we have time, the best type of shower, we'll explain because there's lots of...
With Scandal. No, I'm kidding.
No. The best type of shower because there's different kinds to go over, and we'll debate that. If we have time, we're going to have a fun show.
A lot of fun, a lot of dumb, a lot of everything. Sports, entertainment.
Interesting phone call on standby.
Oh, can't wait for this.
877-99 on Fox. Covino and Rich, good to be back on our normal time slot. Didn't have to wake up at 5 a.m. to fill in for the DP show, but a lot of fun,
But it's such a good opportunity and honor to fill
in
for Dan.
So catch the DP best ofs from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And, of course, our best ofs are up every day. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. Live from the TireRack.com studios. We're going to go old school in 50 hits, Rich, but we got phone calls about O.J. Simpson and the awkward reaction on social media and just the awkward reaction you're left with because he's such a polarizing guy, you know, and the story's so tragic regardless of how you see it.
Can I, speaking of awkward, can I just tell you a quick 10-second story? My buddy just hit me up. Have you guys ever been to a chiropractor?
Yeah.
You've been to one, Iowa Sam? No, you haven't. Okay.
I broke my back.
Then it's a fair question. Isaac, I feel like Isaac's the type of guy that needs adjustments.
After Danny G murders me, as apparently has been determined on this show, I suppose.
Yeah, perhaps. So my buddy Bobby just hit me up, and he had never been to a chiropractor. And he thought you disrobed like a massage. So he went back. Like, you know, these places, unless it's a doctor's office, like, there's a chain out here. I think everywhere, the joint, I've been to that.
Yeah. This robe where they're like, put your penis away, sir. Like,
whoa!
What do you mean by that?
No. Meaning, like, you get a massage, you go down to your undies or boxers or naked, you put a towel over you. He thought that's how you were at a chiropractor. So he goes back to the table, starts taking his clothes off, and the chiropractor's like, sir, just keep your clothes on.
How embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing. All right, I want to go to Jerry and AZ. Oh, Jerry has an OJ take. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, I don't know how y'all saying OJ killed Nicole when he was found not guilty. It don't show no evidence of OJ killing that lady.
Who did it then?
I don't know, and you don't neither.
I have a pretty good idea. I have a better idea than you do.
You don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
What the jury say?
What do you think the court of public opinion would say to you?
They wouldn't say nothing to me.
Okay, ready? Let's use your imagination right now. There's millions of people listening. How many people agree with me? How many people agree with you?
Yeah, what do you think most people think, Jerry?
Hey, I don't care what most people think.
Well, you should, because they all think you're wrong.
I don't think OJ killed her.
And you're alone on
it. You think OJ was in on it?
No.
You're a major minority when it comes to that.
OJ might know who did it, but OJ didn't do it. I know that for sure.
Hey, that's still a crime, is it not?
No,
yes, it is.
It is. No. Accessory to murder is a crime if you're saying he knows who did it.
He didn't do it, and he didn't have nobody to do it.
You know what? I will give you that. I will give you that. I'm not going to argue that. He was involved, okay? You could admit that. He was involved.
I ain't going to say I don't know. He might know who did.
He was involved because maybe there was a cover up for someone else. You know, maybe there was.
You find this man.
But OJ was found not guilty. So how can y'all be saying he's a murderer?
OJ did it.
I mean, he was considered innocent. All because of that one catchy phrase. I mean, let's give Johnny Cochran props one last time, I guess.
O.J. Simpson in a knit cap from two blocks away is still O.J. Simpson. It's no disguise. It's no disguise. It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And ta-da, there you go. Wayne in Ohio wrapped us up, and then we'll hit 50. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, you guys, love your show. It's awesome.
Thank
you. Here's what I have to say, and I appreciate you guys. I listen to you every day.
Thank you, man.
Let me tell you like this. Go back in time, and you guys, I'm going to echo your sentiments. OJ was that guy. I'm a 56-year-old black man, and we wanted to be O.J. Simpson.
Oh, hell yeah. I bet you
there's 56-year-old white guys that wanted to be O.J. Simpson. He was that guy. He was the face of the NFL. I used to watch him with Bob Costas. I'm like, man, this guy's taking over. We wanted to be O.J.
There's
Wayne,
no doubt. That's
Wayne.
What makes it so sad, man.
I'll tell you what. In one of the documentaries, they talked about how older white people, research, not just opinion, research showed that O.J. was the African-American man that most old white people felt comfortable around and loved. And it turns out his story ends a completely different way.
Yeah, and of course, everybody admired the guy. And I think if you listen back, we handled it as fairly as possible.
Yeah, I'd say so.
We were just talking about the reaction of it. Dead at 76. But look at the time. Let's go! There's a certain...
Yeah! What we gonna do right here is go back. Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. At 50 after, CNR give you the time capsule topic, and we reminisce together.
Yeah!
So when we say scandal, we think of two things. We think of Rich's hairdresser in the early 2000s, when you had that Dane Cook mullet that you used to have.
It's true.
Rich had a Mel Gibson sort of Dane Cook look going on.
Well, listen, in the early 2000s, I'll be man enough to admit, I may have had highlights in my hair for a second.
Right.
So I thought it was in a boy band, Danny G. You know how much booty you get if you look like a boy band kid in the early 2000s?
You also had a tail.
I mean, that is true.
Rich was an extra in O-Town. He was in No-Town. He was in a group called No-Town.
I was in 96 degrees.
Did Scandal ask you to get the highlights or recommend it?
Yes. So I think you'd look fantastic.
Frosted when we say Scandal.
Scandal didn't ask him. He told Rich.
Yeah, I think of Rich's old hairdresser, which, by the way, is a true story.
Yeah.
And I think of the stories of O.J., the stories of Ohtani. Again, far apart, but there's still scandals in our lifetime. What are some of the most memorable scandals of our lifetime? It doesn't have to be sports related. It's fun if it is. But would you say that O.J.'s is the biggest? Ohtani's is up there just because of who he is. And, you know, based on that, is it clear that there was no fall guy with all the new information? But either way, what else comes to mind as far as scandals?
Tanya
Harding, that was a big one.
Yo, you took the words right out of my mouth.
That was huge.
Dude, we just talked about the most watched women's sporting event in basketball history with Caitlin Clark. The final game against South Carolina.
I saw a meme that said something along the lines of Tanya Harding misses clubbing. She misses clubbing in the 90s or something like that.
So do you.
meaning dance club. Yes.
When we come back, I might have the number 2 on the board right after OJ.
Oh, really?
Okay.
You know what? Well, we're going to get to all of them, and we want your feedback. 877-99 on Fox. More Covino and Rich next.
OJ did it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Sound the trumpets! It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's C-A-N-D-R. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
On a Thursday, we always throw it back old school and 50 hits. And because of all the stories and headlines today between OJ passing away at 76, the Ohtani updates, we figured we'd go over the biggest scandals of our lifetime. And before we take your feedback, Danny G said he has the number two. If OJ's the number one, what's the number two of our lifetime? Before we get to number two, I just want to go over some of these Ohtani updates real quick.
Okay.
Because does it imply that there was no fall guy then if it came out that Ipe made approximately 19,000 wagers? 19,000!
Man.
How did this guy have time to interpret anything? 19,000 wagers between December 2021 and January 2024, around 25 per day. That's insane. Bets range from $10 to $160,000, averaging $12,800 every bet.
What is he betting, hockey puck lines?
He lost $182,935,206. He won $142,256,769. Net loss, $40 million?
That's million.
$678,000?
Now you're just saying numbers.
Yeah.
That's what they put out today.
That's they put out. Yeah. And as you heard,
they said
Isaac
no
said,
bets on baseball.
$16 million in.
And did you see the eBay shopping spree? He spent over $300,000 on eBay.
Apparently, he changed all the bank records.
ePay loves eBay.
He changed account information. There's voice recordings of ePay, all clearing Ohtani of this, I guess, eliminating, because you would assume he's going to do prison time or something.
Well,
eliminating him as the fall guy. He's just a backstabbing criminal at that point.
Let me tell you.
All of this is true, and why would it not be?
If you have all that access to money being an interpreter, I'm going to expresspros.com right now. Are there any jobs for interpreters? Jeez. We're going to take your phone calls about the biggest scandals in sports. Danny, you say you have a...
Yeah.
What could arguably be the number two behind OJ? But before you give me that, could I give you what I think is the weakest one?
Okay.
Because when you talk about the best scandals, I have some funny ones we'll get to. Danny says he has the winner. The weakest one, I really do think. Now, you could say it was influential in the game of football. But I think Deflategate might be the weakest of all the scandals. Deflated football, just add the word gate on it. I just think of all the things in sports and entertainment, I always thought, what are you trying to do? Deflategate? Weak. It was the least salacious.
Weak.
It was like, all right, so the ball was slightly deflated. Then other quarterbacks were like, we do it too. And I don't know. That and like, oh, and the pitchers with the spider tech. That's another lame.
Spider tech gate.
That, to me, was another one. Like,
well,
really? All right.
Again, they share a commonality, and that was, yeah, we all kind of do it.
Like, unspoken advantages right. That got exposed. Like, these are unspoken things that most did.
So what was the number two, in your opinion, Danny G?
This just took over all the headlines, all the TV channels, and I remember my mom as a kid saying, this whole story makes me sick.
Uh-oh.
Two words, and then Iowa Sam will play the audio for me. President Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
And that's the first time we heard sexual relations. I've been using that ever since.
Put that phrase on the map.
Yeah.
And you know what's a fun fact? In fact, I don't tell you to do this to your coworkers because you might be reported to HR, but I do find it funny that anyone, let's say, roughly under 30 years old, has no real knowledge of the cigar, the blue dress, all the shenanigans, because you're not going to be taught that in history class. So
yeah, don't teach kids about the cigar.
Yeah, like if you're like,
we just heard it on the news.
Like,
can you believe it?
Can you believe about the cigar and the blue dress? And kids will be like, what do you mean? Didn't he just have an affair? Oh, there's details, kid. Your social studies teacher's just not telling you.
Exactly.
So
this is why I donate to Wikipedia. Honestly.
Let me tell you.
Can you imagine like what we were thinking? That was what, 92?
No, 97.
90 what?
97, 98?
Yeah.
So imagine as a college kid what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, he's doing what with cigars? That's wild.
Here's an interesting sports connection. Remember Linda Tripp?
Of course.
Yeah, so there were these tapes that Linda Tripp secretly recorded of Lewinsky talking about what she did with the president. In the background, you can hear Joe Buck and Tim McCarver calling a Cleveland Yankees playoff game. And Joe Buck, after this came to light, had a great line. He said, it brings a whole new level to the three-man booth. I think less is more, and trying to get in an analyst and basically a spy is tough work for a play-by-play guy.
That's funny as hell.
That is great stuff, man.
And tie it in, Isaac.
Danny G, I can't disagree with your mom on that one. That was just massive. It's just such a huge thing, and it went on forever. And
dude, Kenneth
the
Starr.
The president. Man. And the dress.
Impeachment.
The whole that was wild, dude.
Another one, we said it before the break, but let me expand upon it. We were talking about how Caitlin Clark and what she brought to women's college hoops and the biggest ratings. When we were talking about ratings, do you remember what number one was? It was when Nancy Kerrigan skated after the Tonya Harding attack. So to say that Jeff Galooly and his goons and clubbing, you know, Nancy Kerrigan's leg and the I, Tonya movie, that seems ridiculous.
When you, like 180 million people or something?
Yes.
Or something, it was in the 100 million range.
When you think about, like, women figure skating caused one of the biggest scandals of our lifetime, that was wild.
You know how you start to realize, I mean, you know because you lived it, so it was wild, but when you start telling, like, your kids about it or younger people about it, like, yeah, and then they took her out because they clubbed Nancy Kerrigan.
You're like, what?
In the knees.
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Wait, wait, her leg was, like, fine, like, a couple days later. It was like it's a swelling went away.
People are like, did that happen?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was no... It was no less serious than Giannis's little calf thing.
No, that was pretty bad.
Did you guys hear about this? So the controversy explodes. They go to Lillehammer, Norway for the Winter Olympics, and they have them staying in the same hotel for some reason, and Nancy and Tonya literally run into each other in the hallway.
Oh.
And Nancy Kerrigan, to her credit, says to Tonya, "Rough month for both of us, huh?" Man. True story.
That's amazing. And by the way, if you're Tonya Harding, you got to be a little stoked that they casted Margot Robbie as you.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, that's like a glamour casting. That's like how Kevin James in every movie has like a hot woman as his wife. Like, I really think so, Kevin James? Who I love, by the way. He's a Mets fan.
And if we're going to bring Ohtani into this, and again, current updates today, you know, I was saying thousands too. Millions stolen from Ohtani. Got to add Pete Rose to the conversation. Just a huge story and one that we still talk about today.
Like, I told
man,
you.
Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame, one of the greats because of his scandals.
I told you, Covino, the minute jail time's talked about, that's when I will abandon my fall guy, their shenanigans involved. Because if some guy's willing to go to jail, I don't think it's a fall guy situation. But if Ipe was like, he cooperated with the
Lee
feds.
Major, Lee Majors was the fall guy.
That's another good point.
I also think about PEDs in baseball and Roberto, what was his name? Palmeiro?
Rafael Palmeiro.
I always get his first name wrong. Rafael Palmeiro. Try to put that guy out of my memory. It's him looking at the camera, pointing at it. And of course, yeah, you know, all the.
Didn't he say I did not have PED relations or something like that?
Similar. It was very similar. It was.
I know.
And
it
now,
was because he was pointing at the thing.
Yeah. And just the other like morning in for DP, you guys were talking about maybe someday there'll be a wing of the Hall of Fame where it's for that era of baseball.
The asterisk era. But yeah. Hold on, man.
I think of Palmeiro, by the way, and I automatically think of Viagra. I don't know about you guys. You guys think of scandal. I think of him being like openly doing ads for Viagra in the 90s.
I remember my brother was little on a Throwback Thursday. He was a little kid. He thought Viagra meant it helped you hit home runs. And in a way, he was right. because Palmeiro was hitting bombs in the commercials.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a top three. The steroid era? Huge scandal. Took up so much of our lifetime. It did. So, your phone calls now. The biggest scandals of our lifetime in sports. The OJ one has to be the biggest. It just does. Clinton. That was wild. Steroid era.
Wild.
I mean, it really was when you think about it. That dude was our president. Let's go to the phones.
Can I really quickly, because you brought up Linda Tripp. Do you guys ever see on Saturday Night Live John Goodman portraying Linda
brilliant.
Tripp?
Oh,
it's
oh
one
God.
Of the funniest
brilliant.
Things I've ever seen. Just look into it. Okay,
what,
sorry.
What about some of the less famous ones, but you're like, yo, for real? Like, just the story that he hates to hear about. In fact, he won't comment on it. But the Cal Ripken Jr. walked in on his wife with...
He actually called this
Kevin
network.
Costner.
He actually called this network.
He did?
Kevin Costner. A previous show at this network was talking about that.
I remember hearing about
and
that.
And Kevin Costner himself actually called in.
And was
true
like,
story.
And just was like mad about it? Like
yes.
The whole Kevin Costner sleeping with Cal Ripken's wife, that was always a, wow, is that
so then is that like a total rumor? Just total rumor then?
Well, there was a game during the streak in Baltimore that was canceled because of a mysterious problem with the lights.
Yeah. Yes. And then they said, well, maybe it was because that was the day that Cal Ripken walked in on his wife. Allegedly. They're saying it's BS, but hey, it's a fun one. And if you're talking about some of these random ones, do you guys know the story of Jason Grimsley? This is a good one.
I remember Jason Grimsley.
Yankees pitcher.
Yeah.
Right? Grimsley, as the article in the New York Times says, he didn't steal government secrets. He didn't do anything crazy bad. But he was the guy that climbed through the ceiling tiles.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
In a Major League Baseball stadium to get into the umpire's dressing room to steal a corked bat that was taken away from Albert Bell and replaced it with another bat. Like, he was the
That's a great story.
He was the guy that told the coaching staff, like, I'm on the case.
That's Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Dude, Tom Cruise. He climbed through ceiling tiles, figured out where the umpire's room was, rappelled down, grabbed the cork bat, replaced it with a legit bat.
And got in trouble for
went
it.
Went through the ceiling tiles, all in an attempt to save the reputation of Albert Bell.
Teammate of the year.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot it was so Jason good. Grimsley. I remember the story, though. And by the way, I'll say this one because I don't think anyone will say it. You made me think of it, Rich. Former Yankee Ruben Rivera. Do you remember Mariano's cousin Ruben Rivera was on the Yankees? You know, he got in trouble for stealing game-worn, I guess you would call it memorabilia, but it was equipment. He was stealing, like, Derek Jeter's glove.
Yeah, he'd be stealing Derek Jeter's undies and socks and selling
and selling it and putting it on the market and got in trouble for it, got released as a result. That was Mo Rivera's cousin, dude.
The opposite of what Eli Manning supposedly did, remember? Using some not game-worn.
That's right.
Stuff that never broke, that got buried. And then it's crazy when you think about how many scandals in our lifetime surrounded sports.
Oh yeah.
I think back to the Super Bowl in Nipplegate with Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson.
How are you gonna tell me that wasn't planned out, dude? Give me a break.
Well, that's what a lot of people think now.
The whole thing was choreographed.
But
that thing was spring-loaded.
You remember how involved the FCC was and what a big mess it was?
Dude, it changed radio forever.
Yeah, it did.
Everything got on lockdown after that, for sure. Going to the phones now, the biggest scandals, OJ, Otani, going to your phones, 877-99 on Fox. Where do you want to start, Rich?
Riley in North Dakota. What's up, Riley?
Hey, Riley.
Hey, fellas. I just got one quick comment on OJ. Man, he was a cold-blooded killer on the football field, and he really knew how to slice and dice through through the defense. But one athlete, Lance Armstrong, I guess, comes to mind as far as controversial athlete.
No doubt. Huge story. And again, like,
you know my take
part
on
the
Lance.
Steroids.
I know, but I throw that in the same category as like all the baseball stuff we lived through. You know, it was a separate story, but all in the same.
You know my stance on Lance Armstrong.
Rich swears he did more good than bad.
He did.
Oh, because of the money he
raised?
Look,
dude, no offense to cyclist enthusiasts, but this guy raised millions of dollars for cancer, saved people's lives. People had the Livestrong bracelets because he cheated at a bicycle race.
He cheated, but he also lied relentlessly.
Who cares? People believed in him, though.
Ruined people's lives, though.
If I told you that I lied about something significant, but in turn raised millions of dollars and saved lives, cancer research and money, I think you'd be like, is it really a big deal? It's riding a bicycle.
Maybe it's a little less than a push. He still did a lot of bad.
It's a mixed bag. That's the way you got to look at it.
I'm not saying he's like the greatest guy, but I think if you ask me, what's more important, a bicycle race or people's lives being saved?
How about this scandal? This is probably one of the juiciest ones. Remember when Bobby Valentine got thrown out of the game?
That's a good one.
And then he came back with a fake mustache. You remember that jerk?
Groundskeeper. Oh, Tim Donaghy.
Oh, dude. But that Bobby Valentine story is so funny, man. Like, I can't even believe that happened. Like, when you think about a major league manager putting on a fake mustache to sit in the dugout, that almost feels not real.
It sounds like a Simpsons episode.
Right, yeah. Like that's,
where do you have a fake mustache laying around, too?
That's so funny.
No, it's Keith Hernandez mustache trimmings he put together.
It just swept up off the floor.
Ah, you know, what a scandal.
There's two that are not sports related. I'm just trying to think of like what stories where I was like, damn. Like, you know, they just got your attention because of who she was on TV and who, you know, she's Aunt Becky. The fact that, what's her face, Lori Loughlin paid for people to manipulate her kids' college admissions. That's like mom of the year, but yet wrong. Like, it is like the fact that like those like celebrities went to jail.
Scandal. Yeah, it wasn't just Lori Loughlin. It was another celebrity too. I forgot her name, but.
And along those lines, Reggie Bush.
Felicity Huffman, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yes. Rich, along those lines, Reggie Bush getting his Heisman Trophy taken away.
That's a big wild. One.
This was underreported as the years went by. Eugene Robinson the night before the Super Bowl. Remember that? Mm-hmm.
Give me the scoop on that. So I'm forgetting.
Super Bowl 34, the Atlanta Falcons, the Denver Broncos, the night before the Super Bowl, Eugene Robinson of Atlanta was arrested for solicitation, literally hours after he accepted something like the Bart Starr Person of the Year Award, ironically.
Oh, wow. I mean, needed to release the demons before the big game?
Apparently so.
Let me give you one more and then we'll take your feedback. Because it was such a bad one for where we were as a country, right? Because race relations, things are tense, you know. People are having a lot of fights about what's going on with race.
Mm-hmm.
And as Dave Chappelle calls him, Juicy Smollett.
Oh my God. When
he fakes that whole attack.
It's the worst.
That's bad.
That was really bad.
I remember being like, yo, it's fake? Holy crap.
That is really bad.
Right?
Yeah, of course. These are
That's a really good one.
Juicy scandals. They're all Juice Smollett sort of scandals that we're discussing here. All right, let's wrap it up with your phone calls. Old school and 50 hits. We throw it back on a Thursday.
Let's say, what's up to Murray in Oregon? He just wanted to also touch on OJ.
Hey,
what's up, Murray?
Yeah, hi, guys. You got a couple things here. OJ, to me, is the most egregious of the list here just because of the nature of the crime. I don't remember any other story similar that would compare with this. He took two lives, and he did it in a terrible way, and I think it was just an indicator, and still is an indicator, of the social times that we live in.
Yeah,
we lost him, but I think he was getting at, like, you know, they were brutal murders. Brutal. Sad.
Yeah. Oh, can I give you a light one that's not so serious?
Sure.
And this is before social media, so I want to applaud all of you. When I say anyone that spread this rumor as a kid, poor Richard Gere and this gerbil rumor for all those years. Like,
is that really a scandal or a rumor?
No, but I'm saying, like, we were kids, and it's like, there was no social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. The fact that you could have lived in California, Texas, L.A., New York,
Chicago.
That was,
like, Chicago, the first viral story.
And it was like, you heard about Richard Gere and the gerbil?
Wasn't the gerbil Lemmy Winks?
Yes, Lemmy Winks. And same thing
that's
was...
That's such a weird story.
And the other one was, remember, this was another rumor, not a scandal, but, like, how did it spread around that Paul Pfeiffer from Wonder Years ended up being Marilyn Manson?
Everybody knew that.
But no matter where you lived, like, how did, what type of...
That's
like the first Marilyn viral... Manson? There was a viral story that Paul Pfeiffer, the kid from the Wonder Years...
Arnold's best friend.
Paul Pfeiffer, what was his name? I'm drawing a blank.
Josh Saviano, I want to say.
Yeah, that's it. Paul Pfeiffer was really Marilyn Manson. That was the rumor.
That's wild.
As a kid. Not necessarily a scandal, but word of mouth,
I'm looking
ludicrous style.
Not a real resemblance there, though.
Just a rumor. Weird. Just a rumor.
Let's go.
For Rich, that was a major scandal.
Let's go to Andrew in Bakersfield. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. This is a positive, but when Kobe Bryant got in trouble for having affairs with all those women... but then, as far as I know, he changed, and then he started, like, taking his kids on the post game on TV and stuff.
Positive change. Yeah. And by the way,
it makes me think of Tiger.
I was going to say, all of us thought that. We're looking at a huge scandal on TV as we speak.
Tiger Woods was
a huge story. Scandal, because you're like, Tiger Woods?
Yeah. Well, I always pictured
how, you know, how Tim Meadows would portray Tiger Woods, like all goofy with the hat on, and like that's how I pictured Tiger Woods.
See, but I always thought if you had that much focus on the golf course, you don't think you could focus on getting booty?
You know, funny, there's a new comedy special that Neil Brennan does, just came out on Netflix, and he was talking about how his whole motivation was, he says, effing in golf.
Effing in golf.
And it's like, yo, and you took one away, and he was never the same at golf.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Yo! What's up, buddies?
You know who has bloodshot eyes? Tiger Woods. Check him out. I'm not saying he's high or anything. I'm just saying it looks like he's got allergies or something.
Yeah.
For real, he looks tired or something. But playing well.
Yeah, one under.
By the way, we're Covino and Rich. Who's the master? Bruce Leroy, that's who. On a Throwback Thursday, Bruce Leroy. He's got that glow. And now it's time for the Express Pros Pro of the Week. Whoa. The Pro of the Week goes to the Joker, Jokic, man. Elevating his team. They're in the number one spot right now. And again, 41 points. Nuggets, 116 over the Timberwolves, 107. Props to him. Props to Jokic, the Pro of the Week. Congrats for being our Express Pro of the Week. I'm sure he's very pumped about it.
Now, you and I have had the conversation over the years of a lot of times the obvious is what happens, but that's no fun to talk about. And sports radio and TV and entertainment radio and TV is based on speculation and fun and gossip and what ifs. But you know what? Right now, if you're thinking the way I'm thinking, the Denver Nuggets plus 300 or plus 350, wherever you look, to win the NBA Finals seems like a pretty nice value. You could say, I don't know if it's enough. Again, you could speculate about some of these young teams and, this team might have a shot and, Dallas is gelling right now. You know, the Knicks look good in the East. Boston's got the best record. I can't, with my eyes, see a team beating the Denver Nuggets in seven.
No, they look dominant.
Danny, do you feel like there's going to be a team that takes four out of seven from them?
You got Jokic. He just plays so solid, like Danny G was saying off the air. Not only is he scoring 41 points, he's elevating everybody else.
Yeah. They kept pointing that out on the broadcast last night. All his teammates are so much better because of him. He was setting up his guys with easy baskets all night.
That's the key.
Well, they say that's what the best do, right? Whether it's LeBron or whether it's Tom Brady or whether it's Caitlin Clark, right? That if you make the people around you better, that's like one of the signs of a champion. And, you know, last year the Nuggets coasted. I mean, has any team got that much better? That, you know, it brings me to something I saw on Speak on FS1 earlier today. They had a good conversation I want to get into a little bit tomorrow because I have thoughts on it. There's so many people that are saying that Caleb Williams is a generational guy.
Difference maker.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, could he, you know, could the Bears make the playoffs in his first year? And then you got to remind yourself, well, that means someone else needs to fall off.
Right, exactly.
Like, that's a nice theory and all. Like, oh, difference maker. All right, are the Cowboys and the Eagles?
He could be great, but who's he beating? It's like, you know, we were talking about Vic Blends before, the barber who interviewed Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady thinks that Josh Allen is the next guy who hasn't won one to win one.
Yeah.
But guess who has to get passed for that to happen?
Yeah, a guy named Patrick Mahomes. So, but I'm saying when you look at the NFC, right?
Right.
And you say, well, the Niners are going back to the playoffs likely, right? Well, the Rams finish strong. Green Bay and Detroit in their own division. Are the Bears going to be a step up on a team that made it to the NFC Championship and the Packers, who look like the hottest young team? You think the Cowboys are not going to make the playoffs? You think the Eagles are going to try to bounce back? Now they got Saquon Barkley and some pieces. That means someone really needs to slip on a banana peel, essentially, for the Bears or any team. And then you look at the South, which was a bunk division. Baker Mayfield looked solid for the Bucs. And look who's on the Falcons now, a revamped team with Kirk Cousins. So for your team in any sport to elevate to the next level, you also need someone else to take a step backwards. You could take a step forwards. Like, if everyone in this room took a step forward, you wouldn't really be getting anywhere. Mm-mm. You need someone else to slip up a little bit. And as of now...
Or retire.
As of now, do you really see anyone taking a major step back?
No.
I say absolutely no. And on that note, we'll see you guys mañana. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye. Have a good night.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.